In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Hello, hello, hello. What up, D.C. sports fans? Happy Saturday morning. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And the 2024 NFL season is here. And the Washington Commanders have their home opener Sunday against the New York Giants. It's divisional rivalry week here on AWOD Radio. And I know probably a lot of you agree with me when I say I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I hate Dallas. Dallas I hate. I hate the star on the jersey. I hate the players who represent them. I cannot stand the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe the worst fan base in the National Football League. Some of the worst people I know are Philly fans. Can't stand them. Yuck. But recently, the New York Giants have been a pain in my butt, a pain in our butt, because we feel like we should be better than them, right? Yet every time we play the Giants, it's either a tight contest or, more often than not recently, the Giants win. They won twice last year with a backup quarterback, Tyrod Taylor and Danny DeVito, right? Their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, he is 5-1-1, Tommy DeVito. Daniel Jones is 5-1-1 versus Washington. If Washington wants to believe, and if this fan base wants to believe in this new era, right, for this new coaching staff here, and they're going to guide us to success, well, they have to show it this Sunday. And this is not a must-win game for the Commanders team, right? Dan Quinn can't convince his players that. There's 15 more after this, all right? This is not a make-or-break game for Jaden Daniels himself or several players on the defensive side of the ball that got off to a bad start, right? But this game is for the fan base because this game is everything for us because this game signals, all right, fine, we believe you, it's the start of a new era. If you can finally beat the lousy New York Giants. We did shows every Saturday, all offseason, took your phone calls, 1-800-636-1067, and a majority of you guys said, 7 wins, 6 wins, 9 wins, just beat the Giants, right? That's what we heard over and over again. A team that was 0-6 in the division, can they improve inside the division, and can we not be at the cellar anymore? Can that be the Giants? Can we beat the Giants? Right? I had call after call after call say, well, yeah, I know. I mean, I expect them to win 2 or 3 more games than the Ron Rivera era, but let's beat the Giants twice. And that's what I'm saying right now this morning, because that would signal a new era for me. The Washington Commanders were bad in all 3 phases last week, week 1, to open the season on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that was a Bucs team that made the postseason last year, won a game, and is building off of that. The Giants, somehow they were even worse than Washington in their blowout loss to Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. So this is a Commanders team that obviously has to be better defensively, should be better defensively, given Dan Quinn and Joe Witt's successful history versus Daniel Jones when they were members of the Cowboys defensive coaching staff. But a big key to this game tomorrow is going to be the offense, because John Kime was saying that in the last eight contests against the Giants, six of those times, Washington has scored less than 20 points. You got to score more than 20 to win in the National Football League. And Washington's offense has struggled against the Giants' defense. So as much as we want to say the Giants, the Washington defense was lousy against the Bucs, they gave up 37 points, the offense needs to be better because the Giants' defense will be coming for Daniel Jones. Now it's going to be a little different this year. They don't have Wink Martindale with his crazy blitzes, but they have an improved defensive line. And they need to have a conversation and look in the mirror after their pass rush was not able to get after Sam Darnold at all last week. So we'll give out our keys to victory on the show today. Commanders pathway to success. Phone lines are open 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Do you agree with me that this game is for the fan base here to really convince us that this is the start of a new era if you could beat the New York Giants? When the schedule came out, I don't know about you guys, but I went through it, right? And, of course, I was drunk off of Dan Quinn love and Jane Daniels highlights and thinking they could win 10 games and 9 games and 8 games. And I still believe this team will get to at least 7 wins on the season. But there were 3 games that I pointed to as, if you want to signal this is the start of a new era, you got to beat these 3 lousy teams. The Giants at home. Cliff Kingsbury to go to Arizona and get his revenge on the Cardinals. And when Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers come to town, you got to win those 3 games. Well, those 3 games are within the first 8 games of the season, right? So there's no time to wait and let guys develop here. If you want to start this whole new era thing, well, you've got to get the game plan ready for this Sunday. And the game plan last Sunday defensively had a ton of holes in it. It just did. And it looked like these guys should have played preseason, right? I'm not afraid to call out Bobby Wagner because I thought he was going to be a huge difference maker this season. And yet, I couldn't tell if that was David Mayo or Cody Barton with how slow Bobby Wagner was to the outside. He was great up the middle, but he couldn't get to the outside. This guy led the NFL in tackles last year. He has to be better. He should have played in preseason. Jonathan Allen and Jerron Payne had opportunities to get 2 sacks each. They got a hand on Baker Mayfield. Couldn't bring him down. Would have been nice to see them do that in preseason to get themselves some confidence. It felt like last week was a preseason game for Washington defensively. They've got to be better this Sunday against the Giants. But if they want to win this game offensively, they've got to put up more than 20 points. They have to put up more than 20 points. And that's where we're going to start right here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. I wanted to start the show with my assessment of quarterback Jaden Daniels. Because that's the most important thing for this season, right, is developing our quarterback. Then this offseason, we'll surround the guy with talent. Get our franchise quarterback, all right, let's go out and get a wide receiver. Let's overpay for a tight end, right, so that we have talent around him. That's all towards my 2.5-year plan for Washington to become contenders in the NFC. Jaden was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Week. Offensive Rookie of the Week, and he earned it with the 88 rushing yards. But he left a lot of plays on the field. I think Jaden probably wishes he had at least 2 throws back. He could have made them more accurate. I think that's what I'll be watching for this Sunday, is how many times Jaden takes off and runs when he could have thrown. Right? How many times he takes off and runs and doesn't keep his eyes downfield. He had 16 carries for 88 yards. Everybody made a big deal about that. We know that number's not really correct. I would look more towards the 7 scrambles for 77 yards. That's a better number. I think it's more accurate. And I think the coaching staff will dial back some of the designed runs. Now that they've seen what Jaden's going to do, right? Jaden is going to take off and run on his own quite a few times this season when he feels the pressure, right? He's also avoiding pressure against Todd Bowles, one of the best teams defensively in bringing the heat, right? And so, obviously, it's going to be different this Sunday, but even Cliff Kingsbury mentioned in his press conference that Jaden had like a fight-or-flight mentality. When he was under pressure, he ran. And he didn't really run while keeping his eyes up and downfield like we saw him do that in college. And I want to see that this Sunday from Jaden. That would be a slight improvement from what we saw the opening week. I think it was terrific. I think it was explosive the way he was able to take off and pick up 8 to 10 yards in like a blink of an eye, and all of a sudden you're moving the chains, right? And I talked about this in the offseason. I think Jaden is going to move the chains so much this season with his legs, kind of like how Jalen Hurts has burnt Washington in the past, or even Daniel Jones. If it's a third and four, Jaden's going to give us a chance if he scrambles there to pick up the first down. But the steady improvement I want to see this Sunday is Jaden getting out of the pocket and then completing a pass downfield. And also for the entire game, just to complete a pass downfield of more than 20 yards. I felt like a lot of the game plan was quick throws and some of the longer developing plays. Well, Jaden didn't have time, so he had to escape the pocket and run. And sometimes he escaped it a little too quick, right? He also has to be a lot more careful with the football. He had the fumble last week. Yes, it was recovered by Washington, but that could have been a really terrible drive killer in another game. What did you think of your starting quarterback? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You could always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We got Max running the ones and twos today. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. We're live and local here till 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Time to get up and Adam here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. This is DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with that free Odyssey app. We got Max running the ones and twos. You can give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. He'll put you on hold, and you can chime in here on AWOD Radio, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us your thoughts. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. That's at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. So, there's a new quarterback in town, right? Jaden Daniels, JD5, and he'll make his home debut tomorrow against the New York Giants. And to me, a win would finally signal the start of a new era, as the Giants have had our number in recent seasons. But for Jaden Daniels, right, for Jaden Daniels in his opener, what do you guys want to see from him? 1-800-636-1067. I want to see a calm, poised starting quarterback. I want to see him take off less, keep his eyes downfield more, and find Terry McLaurin early and often. I'm not saying Jaden was bad at all week one. Look at his stats, right? 17 of 24, pretty accurate. 184 yards. He'll want to get over the 200 mark for sure this week. Two sacks. Could have been more, but he did a good job avoiding the pressure. 16 carries, though, for 88 yards. And look, this is a quarterback in Jaden that is going to develop throughout the season, right? And I'm not going to criticize him for running 16 times because that's a Cliff Kingsbury issue, right? Talked about this all week long, had several guests on my show, Michael Phillips, and he both agreed with me, right? Cliff Kingsbury needs to be the adult in the room, right? That was the issue with Robert Griffin III. There wasn't an adult in the room. Mike Shanahan was dealing with the owner. His son was trying to become a head coach one day, and they loved RG3's running. They didn't think that he could put himself in harm's way until he did when he ran into Haloti Nahata. So for Cliff Kingsbury, he needs to be the adult in the room and decide that running 16 times is not good for Jaden's development long term and to stay healthy in the National Football League. He needs to run 6 to 9 times. But also remember, when you break down the 16 runs, it was more 14 because two plays were the kneel down and the backwards pass. Two were goal line runs. I hated those. Right? I don't know about you guys, but I hated those. It looks great for fantasy numbers, seeing Jaden getting in the end zone twice, but he got his helmet popped off on one of those, and I hate that play call on the goal line. I just think goal line is, yes, it's so tough to get in the end zone, but these guys, these 400-pound, these 300-pound guys, are coming to knock your head off around the goal line situations, and I felt like watching that Jaden thought maybe he's just a little too confident in himself, overconfident, that he could just keep it and walk into the end zone, right? Like he did the first time. And he got popped, and the game was out of reach. And so I'm going to say tomorrow, Cliff, please stay away from the goal line runs for Jaden Daniels, unless it's a passing play and he scrambles around the outside. But running through the middle between the tackles with Jaden Daniels, I'm not a fan of that around the goal line. Stay away from that. There was a quarterback draw. Hated that. Give Jaden a lead blocker? No, he's not a running back. Don't do that one either. The few read option plays. I don't think they need to call those, right? And I think Jaden and Cliff are going to develop a relationship that will improve over time. But, like, I think Jaden needs to be told on these read option plays, you just hand it off to Brian Robinson unless it's a third or fourth down and you have to pick it up. Because Jaden will find ways to run when Cliff calls passing plays. That's what's going to happen, right? And that's how those two need to be on the same page this Sunday. Is that Cliff needs to know that there's certain passing concepts that are going to lead to Jaden seeing half the field open, and he's going to take off and run, right? And also, when he sees pressure in his face, he's going to try to avoid the sack and get out and run. Those two, it's going to take time, and 1 week is too small of a sample size. But, like, for example, Cliff didn't call 16 running plays, right? That's why they need to be on the same page here, so that Cliff knows, hey, if Jaden's going to take off and scramble, seven times for 77 yards, I don't need to be calling these designed runs because he's already picking up the run rushing yards on his own with passing plays. I'm actually going to keep calling more passing plays. Or if I'm going to call a running play, it's going to be for B-Rob and Eckler and not for Jaden to take off on his own because we need him to stay healthy because availability is the most important thing for Jaden and his development this season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. 12th man tweets me, AWOT, after one game, I'm more concerned about defense than any other area. Hard to stay competitive if we surrender points in 7 of 8 drives. Just one game, but not a good start by the defense. Also, hope Seibert can hit 85% from field goals from 49 yards or less. That's a great point, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit here. Before we talk about what to expect in the Giants game, we have to recap that loss to the Bucks and talk about how the fact that they were bad in three phases, right? So I'm focusing on Jaden right now, and I think Jaden was definitely a positive, but he left plays on the field there because he didn't hit McLaurin to start the third quarter, and there were a few times where he took off and ran, and he had either Luke McCaffrey or Zach Ertz open, but just didn't keep his eyes downfield. There were a few throws that Jaden will want back. That's absolutely right. Defensively was the bigger nightmare, giving up 37 points, giving up point after point after point on each drive, couldn't get off the field on third downs because they couldn't get to Baker Mayfield. They were giving up, running lanes for him. I talked about this last year, was the gap integrity, right? When you rush the passer, you've got to keep your lane, and Chase Young had that issue, and Montez Sweat at times had that issue. Well, on Sunday, it was everybody had that issue, and they just looked like a team that missed out on preseason, right? I mean, Jonathan Allen, Jerron Payne had them. There was one time where Frankie Lufu put a huge hit on Baker Mayfield, but he missed Baker, and he hit Jonathan Allen instead. They were just like a half a second away from getting sacks. They rushed him, blitzed him like 14 times, had five hurries, but not enough sacks on Baker Mayfield. That has to improve. And then absolutely, you can't have the special teams disasters. There were three of them. The missed field goal. Unbelievable how bad that was for momentum. Lets the Bucks go right down the field and get another field goal. Another missed field goal, right? At that point, it was like, what are we doing even attempting field goals with this loser? And then he kicks it out of bounds, and that's when everybody in Washington said, we got to kick this guy to the curb and get a new kicker for this week and Austin Seibert. So they were bad in all three phases, but you know what? so were the New York Giants. It's actually a battle of two teams that looked lousy week one. I just don't think the Commanders are going to be lousy all season long. And one of those reasons is because you got a really exciting, explosive quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I mean, you just can't tell me that you didn't see a little RG3 when he was sprinting down the sidelines and tippy-toeing there. It looked exactly like that Vikings game that I was at 10 or 12 years ago, right? It looked exactly like that Vikings game where he went down the sidelines in overtime. And it's going to be so much fun to watch Jaden take off and run. And I've been calling it the Jaden tumble. The guy doesn't know how to slide, but luckily he got himself out of harm's way for the most part. The times in which he got hit and his helmet came off were really concerning because he went up the middle on one of those trying to extend the play, and then the other one, the goal line rush, when I'm just completely against that. I get it. It's hard to get in to the end zone, and red zone opportunities for this team are not going to happen all the time, so when you get there, you have to convert it into 7 points. I just think we've got enough talent with B-Rob running, Eckler running, or throwing it to those guys out of the backfield, or McLaurin in the end zone, red zone, that we don't need Jaden to run it into the end zone himself. I'm okay with the 88 yards rushing. The two touchdowns on the ground are nice statistically, but I feel like that's how he's going to get himself hurt. It's just that goal line, you know, it just feels like that's where some of the biggest hits happen in the National Football League. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take more of your phone calls next. It's 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Live and local here until 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 1067 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. If you're enjoying the show today, check me out on the Odyssey app Monday through Friday by searching 910 The Fan. You can hear me from 12 to 3 p.m. every day, talking all things Commanders. Phone lines are open throughout this show, 1-800-636-1067. Like to make this most interactive radio show possible, you can call in right now, 1-800-636-1067, or tweet us your thoughts about Jaden Daniels at AWAD Radio, AWADD, or at 1067 The Fan. Let's go out to the phone lines here. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, you're on The Fan with AWAD.
Appreciate you being on, bud. Hey, so while I was watching the game last week, I thought the same thing as yourself regarding the comparison to RG3 and Jaden. But not similar to you, I just had a sinking feeling. I just said, oh, God, here we go again. Now, I know that's post-traumatic stress from what happened with RG3. I get it. But I just don't have – I've never been a fan of the – running quarterback. I think eventually something's going to happen in terms of injuries. And also, you would know more about this than I would as far as stats and such. But if I'm not mistaken, man, the real greats, the Tom Brady's, the Aaron Rodgers, they're not running quarterbacks. I know that Mahomes can run. It does run occasionally, obviously. But the true greats are not running quarterbacks, in my opinion. So we'll see. I'm excited. I want them to succeed. I also am worried about the offensive play calling. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thought it was a disaster last week. Terrible play calling. When you think that you want the enemy back, that's, in my opinion, I was concerned with that too. But the whole team needs to step up. There needs to be more energy as well. They just didn't want to be there, it seemed like. I know they were getting beat, but it just was off. You know, yeah. So we'll see what happens, brother. I'm excited, but the whole RG3 comparison, and you're absolutely correct. I'm on board with you. I think it's a negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate you chiming in, man. Let me touch on it, brother. For a second here. So, one, you're 1,000% correct that I was scared that he was going to get hurt. I think every Commanders fan felt that way. I mean, his helmet got popped off multiple times, right? And especially the one where Antoine Winfield hit him and he got the 15-yard penalty. It was like he got hit from two different guys going two different ways. It just felt like he was going to get broken, right? I'm deathly afraid of that. But there's another thing that you need to touch on here, which is it's false to say that the greats aren't running quarterbacks because things have changed in the National Football League. And there was a great article on ESPN by Bill Barnwell that talked about this. And the fact is that the scramble play is now the best play in the National Football League. Statistically, after week one, scramble plays earned 7.5 yards. Passing plays only earned 7 yards. And when you look around the National Football League, you get the Lamar Jacksons. All right, well, he's an anomaly, right? He's a one of one. But now there's Jaden Daniels in the league. And there's Kyler Murray. And there's Justin Fields. And Anthony Richardson. And Josh Allen, right? And Deshaun Watson, even though he's not that good. And Bo Nix was running. And Will Levis was running. And Jalen Hurts runs. And Geno Smith runs. This is the new thing in the National Football League, is that these guys that get drafted here, they all have the ability to run, right? That's the new quarterback position in the National Football League, is having the ability to take off and pick up a first down with your legs. And so it's the new. And so I'm 100% with you that it felt like watching that game, there's no way Jaden's going to last 17 games, right? And obviously that's a concern, but he's still going to run. And it's the only reason he's in the National Football League, right? This guy's not, you know, he's not a Tom Brady. He's not an unbelievable passer. He might be really good, but it's his legs that got him to the National Football League. He's going to have to continue to use these. It's up to the coaching staff, though, to limit the amount of runs he does by stop calling these designed runs. He will run on scramble plays like Lamar Jackson does, and that's how you avoid the injury, is by scrambling to the outside and getting out of bounds. I don't like the tumble. It's not great. It definitely scares me, but that's my take on that. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to line one. We've got Elvis in D.C. What's up, King? How are you doing, Elvis?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm good, man.
So basically all I wanted to say is, you know, Jaden Daniels, he's a great quarterback. You know, he got into the league for his running ability, but I think he needs to chill and pass the dang ball. Right, we got all these playmakers, Austin Eckler, Terry McLaurin, behind me for what it's worth. You know, he's a deep threat, right? Get them the ball, right? He seemed uninterested to throw passing touchdowns this past game, right? He threw 40 passing touchdowns last year. I know he did a lot on the run game as well, but 40 passing touchdowns and 3,800 yards passing, right? He needs to pass the ball, right? Also, the running game is the quarterback's best friend, especially as a young quarterback, right? So Brian Robinson and Eckler should not have less carries than Jaden Daniels, right? So pass the dang ball, you know, give the ball to your playmakers, because Brian Robinson is a playmaker, because he showed that last year. And, you know, just win some games, right? And then in terms of the Giants game this week, I think if we don't win this game, then it says a lot about our team this year.
Yeah. Elvis, you're right. It would be great to look at the stats and say, Jaden, well, maybe he's got 7 rushes for 70 yards, but B-Rob has 12 carries, and Eckler has 8 carries, right? Those guys need more rushes than Jaden Daniels.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. Good morning to you, my friend. Good show, good calls, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, man. I'm calling, was talking to Max, and it's like this, buddy. Man, there was a great man in sports named Branch Rickey, and he said it best. Luck is the residue of design. And what you said, Adam, you are completely correct on. How long is that luck going to hold out with this play calling? Because you, as good as Jaden can run, he needs to learn the basics of being a quarterback and passing. And also, if you noticed in that game, Adam, there were some really good blocks applied by Austin Eckler and B-Rob.
Yeah.
You know the guys you work with were talking about that. And they cannot discount that fact. These guys need to play as a team. And they are not playing as a team when they're making him scramble all the time. We are back to the same thing, Adam, of a weak offensive line and a not capitalizing defensive line. The trenches are the weakness of this team besides the defensive backs. And we need to change that, buddy.
Hey, good call, man. You're so right. I'll push back and I'll say this. I think we're a much better team defensively than what we showed. It felt like a preseason game. They need more chemistry, right? Bobby Wagner, that was his first time playing with Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. They miss tackles, right? They have to have better communication. And then offensively, I do think that they will get better as Jaden decides, hey, I've got to get out of the pocket. I got flush here, but now I've got to keep my eyes down the field. And Cliff even mentioned he felt like he did not call a good game. He'll get better. I think we're all upset because they lost by 3 scores, right? And it was a terrible performance, 37-20. But I underestimated the Bucks. They were a playoff team. They won a playoff game. They were fired up for this one. They were really good offensively. No mistakes almost offensively. And defensively, like Vita Vea ate us up, and they had playmakers at all three levels. So, look, it was a tough environment and a tough team for this new-look Commanders to start their season, but that's why we're blessed, the fact that we've got the lousy New York Giants this Sunday. But for some reason, somehow the Giants will end up playing really well, and they'll put up like 30 points on the board. I'm deathly afraid of that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You could always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. James tweets me, AWOD, I'm a bit worried about Cliff Kingsbury as the offense coordinator. First game showed his philosophy, which seems to be use JD5 as a run-first quarterback. I want to see Jaden throw first, feed your playmakers, and run when necessary, like avoiding sacks and extending plays. Look, Cliff Kingsbury had a bad first game as the offense coordinator, but there were other factors that played into that, like the fact that the Bucs blitzed so much, and that's what Todd Bowles does. Todd Bowles destroys every team's game plan. That's why the Bucs win games, right? That's why he's a good coach and has been in the National Football League, right? So the game plan was changed, and Cliff Kingsbury knows he made some mistakes here, but I still think they want to see Jaden run. They don't want to see him run as much, but they were definitely smiling when he had like a 17-yard run and when it was a 3rd and 5 and he picked up the sticks with a first down by scrambling. I think it was the plays in which he took contact when he ran that definitely worried the coaching staff. 12th man tweets me, AWOD, what I want Daniels to do depends on how well the offensive line is blocking, right? There were blocking mistakes by Andrew Wiley all game long, and the Giants' defensive game plan. He says Jaden Daniels should take what the defense is giving him. Like you said, I hope Daniels can find more open receivers. I don't want him taking hits. I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. We'll see how the Giants play this. I don't think they're going to blitz nearly as much as Tampa Bay. From listening to some interviews on WFAN, I also had Pat Boyle from WFAN on my show this week as I went behind enemy lines. The new defensive coordinator sent 4 guys most of the game against the Vikings. It wasn't like Wink Martindale sending 5 and 6 guys almost all game long. You're listening to DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey Sports app. Max, you're killing it with this music, man. I love this song. Gets me so fired up here on a Saturday morning. Used to bump that so much when I was driving to high school there. South County in Lorton, Virginia. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan and always available on the Odyssey app. Let's go right out to the phone lines here. Talking about Jaden Daniels and what we want to see in his development from week one to week two tomorrow against the New York Giants. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kelly in Hyattsville. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, AWOD, I love the energy you bring on Saturday mornings, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, dude. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. Hey, what I'd like to see is Jaden hit those mid-range receivers, the running backs, tight ends a little bit more, as a compliment to his scrambling. His ability to run is top level. His elusiveness, his speed is amazing. And I think it's going to take probably 3, maybe 4 games for him and Cliff to really calibrate to what they can both do. I think Cliff called a good game for a rookie quarterback against an experienced defense. And, you know, we had chances. It was the first game. So,
hey, Kelly, hold on a second. Kelly, should Jaden have played more in preseason then so him and Cliff had more of an opportunity to run through the game plan?
No, absolutely not, because you can see J.J. McCarthy out. two out, you know. So the earlier you expose your quarterback, you know, you had a high-level quarterback, the earlier you expose him to unnecessary problems, then, you know, you just delay the maturation of the entire franchise. So I'm glad, you know, take these first two games as extended preseason games and keep leveling up and be ready for November, December, January.
All right, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to AJ in Bethesda. AJ, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So I thought the last caller was really good, and I fully agree. I think everybody needs to pump the brakes on the first game. Look, nobody really expected to beat the Bucs to begin with, but these guys are getting to learn a system. He's a rookie quarterback, and out of all the rookies, he certainly played the best.
Yeah,
I think people need to relax on this coaching. This is a good coaching staff. You have a number of former head coaches that are on this staff. They're getting to know each other as well. I know everybody's got whiplash from Ron Rivera and his, you know, high school coaches that he brought in here. But just pump the brakes. Let these guys get things settled down, and they'll be fine. They are missing talent in a number of areas. So we just got to do the best we can. As far as Jaden pulled the ball down a number of times last week when he could have made throws, and that's because he's a rookie and he's getting comfortable. Everybody needs to just let the guy get comfortable and understand he knows what football's about. He'll get down when he needs to, and I think in the end everything will be fine. It's good to have really talented quarterback back there, and I'm looking forward to the future. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, AJ, I appreciate you chiming in. I think you're right. I think we have to be patient. I do really like this coaching staff. With that being said, though, it was not a good debut game for the coaching staff, so I would like to see a lot of improvements on Sunday against the Giants. Let's go to John in Chantilly. What's up, John?
Hey, Wad. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple things. I think you should use your platform with as many people as you contact, you know, in the area with the radio station, to hold tryouts for offensive linemen in Landover.
Yeah.
If the whole thing is, it's, you know, football, I guess it's, people say, well, it's a different era. It's the same thing. Their defensive line was better than our offensive line, and their offensive line was better than our defensive line. And just from Jaden's perspective, if you watch what Pittsburgh did with Fields last week, and Fields has a couple years underneath his belt, they put somebody in the pistol with him, and then what he does is he fakes the pistol and he rolls out, and they had tight end number one, tight end number two, a little bit deeper, and they had another guy clearing out. And it was a really easy pass for him to complete, and they're getting 7 yards, 8 yards. But I think the strength of our offense is our tight ends. I think they can get open. And I think they should, you know, make it easy for Jaden because, like Fields last week, he gets on the corner, there's a problem. So everybody's coming up, he's completing these short passes, and they're moving the ball down the field. Another thing is with the offensive line, right, all B-Rob needs is a little bit of room. You know, you see these great, like Taylor can take it to the house. But if B-Rob gets a little bit of room, and that's why I'm calling for the tryouts, he can make, you know, good yardage, good consistent yardage. And what happens is, and this is in every area, once you start, you know, running the football, right, now they're going to bring up a safety up closer to the line of scrimmage, and that opens up the game. So it's kind of simple. I think sometimes it gets overcomplicated, but if you have a good offensive line, it'll help Jaden Daniels immensely. And AWOD, you're always bringing the positivity into the Washington metropolitan area. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the call. Good stuff. I'll respond to a few of those things. I do think the game plan, the play calling should be better. I hated the five wide out receivers with Jaden back there by himself, right? Like, keep Eckler or B-Rob back there for protection. There was the other play where Jaden, I'm not sure if he took a sack or got rid of it, but there was a free rusher because Eckler, instead of blocking, went out for to catch a pass there. So I think they need to do a better job of keeping an extra tight end or an extra running back in there in the backfield next to him so it's not just Jaden trying to help you know, himself out. Because you're right. You're so right that at the same time as we talk about Jaden's running and we want him to throw more, that game was won. And that game was won by the Bucs and lost by Washington in the trenches. I mean, 100% true. Their defensive line was better than our offensive line. Our defensive line was not as good as their offensive line, even though we were getting past them, right? There were two plays where Jerron Payne blew up the center and the guard, and then he missed Baker Mayfield. You know, in the National Football League, he's so right, though. If you win in the trenches, most of the time you win the game. And that's why it was part of my keys to victory last week, which was to win the ground and pound by winning the line of scrimmage. And technically, if you look at the box score, yes, Washington won. But you have to, in my mind, you have to delete the 88 yards by Jaden Daniels because that was a designed running plays, right? In the designed running plays, Tampa ran for 112 yards, Washington just 50. 40 from Robinson, 10 from Austin Ekeler. Ekeler, though, looked electric. Got to find a way to get him more involved early in this game. I almost think it's one of those things where it's like, start Austin Ekeler on the first drive, and then when the defense gets a little tired, bring in B-Rob to be the bruiser. Or just have them both in the backfield together next to Jaden Daniels. I thought that was the best play of the game, right? Was Jaden throws it to Brian Robinson. Eckler's lead blocking for him. He gets all the way down to like the 5-yard line, but it was called back for a total phantom ghost block in the back call on Olamide Zaccheaus. So I thought that was one of the best plays of the game. I want more of that. Let's dump it off to B-Rob and Ekeler because we really don't have the most talented wide receivers, but we do have good running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Matt in Manassas. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, A-Wad. Love the energy you're bringing on a Saturday morning. Beautiful outside.
Thank you, man.
Yep. So I think everyone needs to manage their expectations for Jaden. You look at, like, Josh Allen his first year, I think he was, like, 6-10. And, you know, it just takes them time to get up to the speed of the NFL. So I just think people need to pump their brakes on him, let him develop, let him learn. And, you know, down the road, the time they put in, it's going to pay dividends in future years. You know, so not everyone's going to be a Stroud and, you know, be amazing their first year.
No, you're right. But, Matt, let me ask you a question. From what you saw week one, point to one thing you want Jaden to improve on tomorrow, because we do want some week-by-week improvements.
Definitely some middle range and, you know, a couple more deep shots that are closer and, you know, stay away from all the checkdowns, even though that's what the defense is just going to give you. So yeah. I think you gotta play with what they're going to give you.
Yeah, good call, Matt. I do really want more of the 10 to 12 yard passes to Zach Ertz. You know, where was Ben Sennett, right? Can we get Luke McCaffrey more involved? It looked like when the separation chart came out that he did a good enough job of getting open, and yet we couldn't really find him downfield. The intermediate throws, though, that's what Jaden was lacking. He had two, I think, good throws to Zach Ertz in the middle of the field for like 8 and 9 yards. That's going to be open more often, especially with his ability to run around the outside. So let's get more of these 10 to 15-yard passes. And then when you get McLaurin streaking down the sidelines, you just have to hit it because you get that opportunity maybe once a game, right? More likely once every other game. And you had it to start the third quarter against the Bucs, and you missed it. You got to get better at those because it's not an opportunity that's always there. And I know Jaden can hit it. He hit it all throughout training camp and preseason down the sidelines and mini camp and all that stuff. He just might have had a little bit of first game nerves, and that's okay because hopefully he'll have a long career as a quarterback in the National Football League. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.